Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
On a scale of 1 to 10, when it comes to Christian public policy, last week was about an 8. It began with the U.S. House of Representatives passing a bill that would ban abortions after 20 weeks. The bill, better known as the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, is similar to a bill that was passed by the Montana legislature earlier this year and later vetoed by Governor Steve Bullock. The premise of both bills is that a child's neurological system is developed well enough by 20 weeks of gestation that it would feel pain during an abortion. The strategy was originally developed as a compromise, believing that even the most diehard abortion supporters would agree that causing pain to a preborn child would be wrong. Sadly, such was not the case, and thus continued their mantra of free abortions at any time, anywhere, and for any reason. Congressman Greg Gianforte was one of 237 yes votes to 189 no votes. The heavy lift comes as the bill moves to the Senate, where Democrats killed similar bills in 2013 and 2015. President Trump has promised to sign the bill if it gets to his desk. In another huge win, the Trump administration last Friday rolled back the contraceptive coverage mandate contained in Obamacare. House Speaker Paul Ryan called the move a landmark day for religious liberty, a sentiment echoed by the Little Sisters of the Poor, a religious order of Catholic nuns who went to court to avoid having to include contraceptive coverage in their insurance policy. The move was part of a two-pronged rule change announced by the Department of Health and Human Services and the Justice Department. The new rule change allows employers to opt out of contraceptive coverage on the basis of sincerely held religious beliefs or moral convictions. According to a study by the Obama administration, more than 55 million women have access to free birth control because of the mandate. The rule change is expected to affect hundreds of thousands of those currently covered. While the new policy will result in the dismissal of several current lawsuits by those who oppose the mandate, it's sure to spawn a number of suits by those who want to keep the mandate in place. While controversial, the move is seen as a big win for those who see contraception, especially contraception that works after fertilization, as a grave sin. The second prong of the two-pronged rule change had to do with federal civil rights law and its effect on people of faith. It was billed as the fulfillment of President Trump's promise not to allow people of faith to be targeted, bullied, or silenced anymore. It specifically orders federal agencies and prosecutors to take the position that workers, employers, and organizations are entitled to broad exemptions from so-called non-discrimination laws on the basis of religious objections. This set off howls of protest from left-leaning groups who said religious charities would be able to refuse to place foster children with gay couples or could refuse to hire anyone who did not share their religious beliefs, a move that we loudly applaud. Why should a religious organization be forced to hire someone who doesn't share the beliefs upon which that organization was founded? As Attorney General Sessions stated, the new guidelines would allow the government to limit the free exercise of religion only if there was a compelling reason and must do so in the least restrictive way possible. To which we reply, Amen. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslafi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.